This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
How much of the farm will actually be in the new farm bill? Joining us from our nation's capital, Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, one of the big items on the agenda for Congress this year is a brand new farm bill, and we're seeing some activity on that front.
So there have already been several hearings, field hearings, conducted by both the House Agriculture Committee and the Senate Agriculture Committee in the last year. A lot of that was just sort of jockeying for positioning, getting members of Congress out into their districts and their states to get in touch with producers. And now we get down to the brass tacks, the writing of the farm bill. There will be some additional hearings. There was one last week in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that was held by the new chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Representative Glenn G.T. Thompson. And the big questions really revolve around money, which is always the case in Congress, and I think this year will prove to be no exception. And that is, Bill, is there going to be additional funding in the budget to expand what's covered, and not just in the commodity title, but in some of the other titles of the Farm Bill? And then the other related question to that is, how much funding will there specifically be for nutrition? If you look at how the pie is divided up in the Farm Bill, even though it's called Farm Bill, most of the funding goes for food and food assistance. And that, I think, is going to be the bigger potential flashpoint between the parties and between the House and the Senate, as opposed to whether or not we're going to do different things with the dairy title or the commodity titles.
The new House Agriculture Committee Chair G.T. Thompson mentioning that it's really important to listen to farmers in the rest of the country as opposed to what Congress actually knows about agriculture.
It's a great example of where things have gotten so complex with just the commodity titles and the different types of risk management programs that, yeah, I mean, most members of Congress, even having staff who may be experts in this, they just don't have the bandwidth to really understand these programs in great depth, which is why you need to have organizations like National Milk and other farmer groups really helping to provide input as to what needs to happen. Now, the other thing I would flash back to, Bill, is that when the previous farm bill was written, or at least the one that was passed 4 years ago, which is still in place now, dairy's safety net was not in great shape. The dairy margin coverage program, or its predecessor, really wasn't all that effective. It was in the farm bill that we have now that we were able to make the insurance coverage more affordable, expand the production history that you could use to cover your milk production through the insurance program. And so the bottom line now is that we're in a much better shape. Now, there are some other commodities like rice and soybeans who have been complaining that their respective titles in the commodity programs are not as effective as they need to be. So I think those are going to be the commodities that get more attention with this current farm bill. So really, I think both the House and the Senate Agriculture Committees, even though the House is controlled now by the Republicans, the Senate's still controlled by the Democrats, they want to work together in a more or less bipartisan fashion. And I don't think that's going to affect farm policy all that much or be a drag on farm policy. The real issue will be how much do they want to do and what will they do regarding the nutrition title, which is where a lot of the money is in the next farm bill. So on that point, I think we have to stay tuned. But the main thing is we don't want to have dairy or any of the other commodities be another potential sticking point. What we really want to do is have all our ducks in a row, have our asks all lined up so that Congress doesn't need to spin their wheels in a lot of ways on anything other than things like amount for the nutrition programs in the farm bill. The other thing that's happening here in January is that farmers who are not covered under the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, the key safety net for small and medium-sized producers, the sign-up deadline for 2023 is actually the end of this month, January 31st, and you can also adjust your coverage by then, too, if you're already in the program. So that's certainly something we'd advise producers to take a look at because we know that milk prices are not going to be as strong this year as they were last year, at least that's the current forecast. And so we're hoping that farmers, if they need any type of coverage, that they will utilize the Dairy Margin Coverage Program here in 2023.
Thank you for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.